ஏவாய. Chapter 5, entitled Prahlad, the saintly son of Hiranyakashipu, text number 23 and 24. Sri Prahlada Uvacha Shravanam Kirtanam Vishno Smaranam Pada Sevanam அர்ச்சனம் வந்தனம் தாஸ்யம் சத்யம் ஆத்மநிவேதனம் இதி பும்ஷார்பிதோ விஷ்ணோ பக்திச்சேன்னவலக்ஷணா க்ரியேத பகவத்யத்தா தன்மன்யே திதமுத்தமம். Any one of the 9 processes is sufficient. In chronological order, the hearing of the holy name of the Lord is the beginning. Indeed, it is essential. As enunciated by Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Keto Darpana Marjanam, by chanting the holy name of the Lord, one is cleansed of the material conception of life, which is due to the dirty modes of material nature. When the dirt is cleansed from the core of one's heart, one can realize the form of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Ishvara Paramakrishna Sachidananda Vigraha. Thus, by hearing the holy name of the Lord, one comes to the platform of understanding the personal form of the Lord. After realizing the Lord's form, one can realize the transcendental qualities of the Lord. And when one can understand His transcendental qualities, one can understand the Lord's associates. In this way, a devotee advances further and further toward complete understanding of the Lord as he awakens in realization of the Lord's holy name, transcendental form and qualities, his paraphernalia and everything pertaining to him. Therefore, the chronological process is Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu. The same process of chronological understanding holds true in chanting and remembering. When the chanting of the holy name, form, qualities and paraphernalia is heard from the mouth of a pure devotee, his hearing and chanting are very pleasing. Srila Sanatana Goswami has forbidden us to hear the chanting of an artificial devotee or non-devotee. Hearing from the text of Srimad Bhagavatam is considered the most important process of hearing. Srimad Bhagavatam is full of transcendental chanting of the holy name, and therefore the chanting and hearing of Srimad Bhagavatam are transcendentally full of mellows. The transcendental holy name of the Lord may be heard and chanted accordingly to the attraction of the devotee. One may chant the holy name of Lord Krishna, or one may chant the holy name of Lord Ram or Narsingadev. The Lord has innumerable forms and names. The devotee may meditate upon a particular form and chant the holy name according to his attraction. The best course is to hear of the holy name, form and so on from a pure devotee of the same standard as oneself. In other words, one who is attached to Krishna should chant and hear from other pure devotees who are also attached to Lord Krishna. The same principle applies for devotees attracted by Lord Ram, Lord Narsingha and other forms of the Lord. Because Krishna is the ultimate form of the Lord, Krishna's Bhagavan Swayam, it is best to hear about Lord Krishna's name, form and pastimes from a realized devotee who is particularly attracted by the form of Lord Krishna. In Srimad Bhagavatam, great devotees like Shukadev Goswami have specifically described Lord Krishna's holy name, form and qualities. Unless one hears about the holy name, form and qualities of the Lord, one cannot clearly understand the other processes of devotional service. Therefore, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu recommends that one chant the holy name of Krishna. Param Vijayate Shri Krishna Sankirtanam. If one is fortunate enough to hear from the mouth of realized devotees, he is very easily successful on the path of devotional service. Therefore, hearing of the holy name, form and qualities of the Lord is essential. In Srimad Bhagavatam, there is this verse. Tadvag visargo janataga viplavo yasmin pratishlokam abaddhavatyapi namani anantasya yashonkitani yat shrinvanti gayanti grinanti sadhava. Verses describing the name, form and qualities of Anantadev, the unlimited Supreme Lord, are able to vanquish all the sinful reactions of the entire world. Therefore, even if such verses are improperly composed, devotees hear them, describe them and accept them as bona fide and authorized. In this connection, Sridhar Swami has remarked that a pure devotee takes advantage of another pure devotee by trying to hear from him about the holy name, form and qualities of the Lord. If there is no such opportunity, he alone chants and hears the Lord's holy name. The blessings of all the devotees. Try to speak something on Saranam, the first process of devotional service. Once a scientist performed an experiment, he had three beakers containing liquid and certain particles. He passed sound through different all these beakers. In the first beaker, he passed the sound waves containing rock music and music which is like very agitating and very difficult to hear for any person. So then, in the second beaker, he passed the sound wave which is little more sober. And then the third beaker, he passed sound wave which contains like classical music which are like very soothing to hear. So then they observed the result of those experiments. So in the first beaker, the particles which were there in the liquid, they were completely disoriented. And then the second beaker, the particles were less disoriented. But in the third beaker, in which the classical music was passed, you could see that there was a nice structure of the particles. So we can see that even when one hears the effect of material sound vibration on material object, when the sound vibration is so pleasing to hear, even in the material sense, we see a proper structure even in the material platform. So what to speak of when we hear the transcendental sound vibration, it can actually create a change in the consciousness of the person. So that is why we see in the Bhagavad Gita, contains 18 chapters. So the main theme of Bhagavad Gita is devotional service, which is actually explained in the middle 6 chapters of the Gita. It is said the middle 6 chapters of the Gita are like the life. The other 6 chapters which are before and after, they are relevant because they are in contact with the middle 6 chapters. Just like a body has any value as long as the spirit soul is there within the body. So in the middle 6 chapters, the first verse of the 7th chapter, Krishna says, Maya Satta Mana Partha Yogam Yunjan Madashraya Asamshayam Samagram Mam Yata Jnasasi Sachrunu. Krishna says, Oh Arjuna, just hear from me, and just by hearing from me, you will understand everything about my opulences with your mind attached to me. So now the first instruction of the Gita, the first instruction of Krishna, in the middle 6 chapters is, Krishna is saying, just hear. So this process of hearing is so very important in devotional service. In fact, all the knowledge we get in this material world is actually by hearing. Although we may read from the books, basically we are hearing. So when we hear about a particular person or a particular object, we immediately develop attachment towards that particular object. So similarly, when we hear spiritual sound vibration, we also get attracted, we get attachment towards that particular object, Lord Krishna. So, in fact, if you see in the 10th chapter of the Gita, 10th chapter is entitled, Opulences of the Absolute. So, Krishna says, Bhuya eva mahabaho shunume paramam vachah. Krishna says that, I am again imparting knowledge which is more confidential than which I have imparted previously. So, Krishna is using the word again. So, Krishna already spoke about his opulences in the 7th chapter and also in the 9th chapter. So, Krishna is again speaking about his opulences because the more one hears about Krishna, the devotion to Krishna becomes fixed in our heart. So, that is why hearing is very important. And we will see some of the benefits of why one should hear, or what are the benefits of hearing. Like when we go on a yatra, like one of the instructions which are given, the yatra checklist is, you should carry so and so things. One of the things they mention is that you must carry a torch light. Because in yatra sometimes we go in late nights and then it's like so dim, dark there. So you have to have a torch light to see, to go on the right path. And sometimes we hear, once there was a blackout in America, in the history of America, and then in New York City or somewhere. So for so many hours there was no light in the whole city, and it is said that because people became so much depressed, because they could not do any of the normal activities, so many people committed suicide because of getting depressed because of blackout. So this darkness is a very great problem, that is why electricity is so important. So, but in the Srimad Bhagavatam, it is said, Krishne Swadamo Pagato Dharma Jnana Dibhistaha Kalau Nashta Drishamyesha Puranarko Adunoditaha. It is said, this Kali Yuga is the darkest of all the four ages. Because the people in the Kali Yuga, they have got the problem of ignorance. So in this age, what is the solution for the people of Kali Yuga? So, Suta Goswami says, the Srimad Bhagavat Puran has arisen, it is just like as brilliant as the sun. It has arisen just after the disappearance of Lord Krishna. So, when we hear Srimad Bhagavatam, that ignorance in the heart is completely destroyed. And we see the another reason for hearing Srimad Bhagavatam or hearing the pastimes of the Lord is that one can actually overcome death. Death is a problem that every person is trying to solve. Nobody wants to die, but everyone wants to live eternally. Scientists are trying to find solutions on how to actually prolong our life or how to solve this problem of death. So how do we solve the problem of death? Suppose a student is writing in the examination hall. Suppose he decides to copy in the exam. Another solution is just bribe the supervisor himself. Tell the supervisor himself, you only dictate the answer. Only say it and dictate the answer, I will write. So similarly, if you want to actually solve the problem of death, you just call the controller of death. Then make him sit and hear the glories of Lord. Then you can actually overcome death. So the sages of Naimisharanya, they tell Suta Goswami, there are those people who desire freedom from death. And what do they do for the solution? They escape the death just by calling the controller of death. So Prabhupada explains in the purport, Yamaraj is a great devotee of the Lord. And he likes to be invited to the kirtan of the Lord. So if one simply keeps hearing the glories of the Lord, then one can actually overcome the problem. Actually, Prabhupada says, hearing the glories of the Lord is the surest remedy for overcoming the problem of death. And another benefit of hearing the same, to overcome the death, it is explained in the second canto of the Bhagavatam, where it is described that, Ayur Harati Vaipumsam Udhyanastam Chayannasau Tasyarte Yakshano Nita Uttama Shloka Vartaya. Sukadeva Goswami says, with every rising and setting of the sun, a person actually goes closer to the death. Except for a person who is engaged in hearing and chanting the glories of the Lord. In fact, Prabhupada explains in the purport, quoting Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur, he says that when a person wants to give charity, suppose if a person gives charity to an unqualified person, it is guaranteed that he will get at least that much amount of money in return, either in this life or in the next life. And if a person gives charity to a half-qualified brahmana, then he will at least get twice the amount of money in return in this life or in the next life. And if a person gives charity to a qualified brahmana, he will get actually hundreds of amount of money in return. And if a person gives charity to a Veda paranga, or one who has realized the conclusions of the Vedas, he will get millions of amount in return in this life or in the next life. And then Prabhupada says, just like there is perfect guarantee in getting back the money when one gives in charity, similarly, there is even a moment spent in hearing and chanting the glories of the Lord is a perfect guarantee for going back to God. So when one hears the glories of the Lord, it is actually perfect guarantee for going back to God. And we see, and sometimes, like, some devotees see that, we hear that a devotee has got different kinds of relationship with Lord Krishna. The mood of a servant, or in the shantaras, or in the mood of a friend, or vatsalya, or in the mood of a lover. So they want to know what is the relationship with Krishna. Is there any mantra which will tell us the relationship to find us, by which we can find out the relationship with Lord Krishna? So there is no need of separate mantra. If we simply hear the narration of Srimad Bhagavatam, we can actually establish our constitutional relationship. In fact, Sukadeva Goswami explains in the second canto, Pravishta Karna Randrena Svanam Bhava Saroruham Dunoti Shamalam Krishna Salilasya Yatasharat. Sukadeva Goswami says that when the sound incarnation of Lord Krishna, Srimad Bhagavatam, enters through the ears, it sits on the lotus of one's relationship with Lord Krishna, and it completely cleanses all the contaminations within the heart. And then, it actually acts like autumnal rains in pools of muddy water. So, Prabhupada explains that, like, when there is muddy water, like if you want to clean the muddy water, you may put some chemicals and then clean the muddy water. But then, if you want to clean pools of muddy water all over the universe, then it cannot be cleaned by a chemical process. But when the autumnal rains fall, then automatically all the pools of muddy water all over the world are cleansed. Similarly, Prabhupada explains that even a single pure devotee can actually purify the whole universe. So, when you hear Srimad Bhagavatam, just by hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, one can actually establish one's constitutional relationship. In fact, and not only that, when one actually hears attentively, one can actually enter into the mood of that pastime. Because one need not do artificially, but we find this example in the Srimad Bhagavatam. When Sukadeva Goswami is explaining about the killing of Putana, so in the 10th canto he starts narrating, says that when Nanda Maharaj was returning from Mathura to Vrindavan, so there he explains that Kamsa actually appointed this demon as Putana, who is actually famous for killing so many babies. So Kamsa has appointed this Putana, then Putana is also coming to Vrindavan. So Nanda Maharaj is thinking about that what will be the danger which is awaiting Lord Krishna. So at that time, so in this way, Sridhar Goswami starts the pastime, but then immediately in the next verse, he speaks a verse which has no connection to the previous verse. So Sridhar Goswami says that just by hearing and chanting the glories of the Lord, one can actually drive away all the bad elements. Then what to speak of What is speak then when the Supreme Personality of Godhead is personally present in Gokul, then how can there be any bad elements in the, how can any bad elements enter the place of Gokul? So because Parikshit Maharaj was thinking that the previous chapter was the meeting of Nanda Maharaj between Vasudev. So there they were actually, Vasudev was talking about the welfare of Krishna. He was indirectly asking about Krishna, etc. Please take care of Krishna because maybe some dangers may be awaiting, dangers may be coming to Vrindavan, like that. So the previous pastime, in the previous chapter, there was like discussion between Nanda Maharaj and Vasudev, which was there in the Vatsalya Ras. So when Parikshit Maharaj heard that, so he also actually got into that mood. He also got into the mood of protecting Krishna. So as soon as he heard that, heard from Sukadeva Goswami that that Putana has been sent to kill Krishna, then immediately he became little concerned that what will happen to Krishna. So in order to pacify Krishna, in order to pacify Parikshit Maharaj, Sukadeva Goswami speaks at verse. So don't worry that simply by hearing and chanting the glories of the Lord, one can drive away all the bad elements. So when Krishna himself is personally present in Gokul, what will happen in that place? Nothing can happen. So in this way, we see that, yes, by hearing the glories of the Lord, one can be protected from all dangers. And then, the next question is, whom should one hear? From whom one should hear Srimad Bhagavatam? So it is said that when Maitreya Rishi narrates this pastime of Hiranyaksha being killed by Varahadev, so after the end of the pastime, Sukadeva Goswami says that sage Maitreya narrated this pastime of Hiranyaksha being killed by Varahadev. Then when Vidura heard this pastime from the authoritative source of Maitreya, he experienced a transcendental bliss. So Prabhupada explains in the purport, if one actually wants to have transcendental bliss, one should simply approach a person who is an authority in the subject matter. And it is also stated that in the Srimad Bhagavatam, that simply by hearing from the authoritative source with ear and heart, one can actually release the pastime. So one should simply hear from the person who comes from the parampara. One should hear from the devotee of the Lord. In fact, if one does not hear from a devotee, there is no possibility of understanding the pastime. Just for example, if we consider the pastime of Bhishma Dev being attacked by Lord Krishna. So there Prabhupada explains in the purport that when Bhishma Dev when attacked Arjuna, then finally Arjuna was left with no weapons. So when Krishna saw that Arjuna is about to be killed, Krishna took a chariot wheel and he was about to charge upon Bhishma Dev. So from any, and then Arjuna was actually trying to stop Krishna from attacking Bhishma Dev. So one may think that actually Krishna is actually angry with Bhishma Dev and he is pleased with Arjuna. But actually Prabhupada explains in the purport, Krishna is actually angry with Arjuna but not angry with Bhishma Dev. It is completely like from the mundane platform one cannot, like Krishna is trying to attack Bhishma Dev and Arjuna is trying to stop Krishna from attacking Bhishma Dev. But Krishna, Prabhupada is saying that Krishna is actually angry at Arjuna because Bhishma Dev had the desire that Krishna, that he wanted to see Krishna in that posture. And because Bhishma Dev is a pure devotee of the Lord, so Krishna wanted to fulfill that desire. So Krishna was angry at Arjuna because Arjuna was trying to stop Krishna in fulfilling the desire of Bhishma Dev. So if one does not hear from a devotee, actually one cannot understand the pastimes in a true perspective. The Prabhupada explains that did actually Bhishma Dev consider Krishna as an enemy? Because Bhishma Dev also attacked Krishna also with various arrows. So Prabhupada explained that if Bhishma Dev had considered Krishna as an enemy, then why would Bhishma Dev desire the presence of Lord Krishna at the time of his death?
And why would Bhishma Dev want to meditate upon the form of Lord Krishna at the time of his death? So Bhishma Dev did not consider Krishna as an enemy. And Prabhupada explained, did Krishna consider Bhishma Dev as an enemy? No, because if Krishna had considered Bhishma Dev as an enemy, Krishna could have destroyed Bhishma Dev just by giving him a heart attack. There is no need of like lifting the weapon, arranging so many battles. So we cannot actually understand all these pastimes unless we hear from the devotees of the Lord. But then, one may think, like once on Friday, somebody called in the ashram. So that person was asking, can you please tell me that tomorrow who is giving the Bhagavatam class? Is Maharaj giving the Bhagavatam class? Because I have to come all the way from Goregaon. So please tell me whether Maharaj is giving the class or not. So sometimes the people think maybe only when a certain person gives a class, maybe we will hear. So we see there is a very wonderful verse in the third canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam where Uddhava is actually narrating the remembrance of Lord Krishna. He says, Tataiva chanye naraloka veera yaahave Krishna mukaravindam netrai pibanto nayanabhiramam parthastraputa padamapurasya. So Uddhava is saying, there are so many barriers in the battlefield of Kurukshetra, they became purified by the arrows released by Arjuna. And after they became purified, when they saw the wonderful form of Lord Krishna, which is pleasing to the eyes, they actually went back to the abode of the Lord. So Prabhupada explains in the purport, Arjuna in the beginning of the battle, he actually declined to fight. So Arjuna fought the battle only because it was Krishna's desire. So he fought the battle as a mission of the Lord. So Prabhupada explains that all the actions of the pure devotee are actually done on behalf of the Lord. So even the actions of the pure devotee have the same power to purify, just like the actions of the Lord. We only hear that when Lord kills a particular demon, that demon achieves liberation. But here in this verse it is described that the barriers in the battlefield of Kurukshetra, they were purified by the arrows released by Arjuna. So the Lord, definitely Lord has the power to purify the demon when he kills the demon. But Lord can also empower another devotee with the same power, that when the devotee also releases the arrows, that he can also liberate the demon. So similarly, the one devotee was explaining that there was one mentally retarded devotee. He was just making some remark to another devotee. I like the lectures of His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj, but he mentioned another name of the devotee. But this devotee's lectures are better than Maharaj's lectures. So the devotee who heard this word, he became a little bewildered. Then he approached another senior devotee. And how can this be possible? Although this devotee was a little mentally retarded devotee. So then this senior devotee told, yeah, it's definitely possible. Definitely, Maharaj or any devotee, definitely his lectures are good. But he can also empower another devotee to speak even better than himself. So one should not actually be carried away, okay, only because when certain devotee is giving, then maybe class will be good. One should basically be attached to the process of hearing. And we see that this process of hearing is very much predominant in the spiritual world. In fact, when Lord Brahma describes the glories of the Vaikuntha planet, he says, Paravatanya Vratata Rasa Chakra Vaka Datyuka Hamsa Shuka Tittiri Barhinamya Kolahalo Viramate Chiramatra Muchai Brungadipe Harikatam Ivagayamane. So Lord Brahma says, in the Vaikuntha planet, when the king of the bumblebees, when he is actually chanting the glories of the Lord in high pitch, sometimes when people sing in high pitch, it becomes a little difficult to hear for some people. When the king of the bees is singing the glories of the Lord in a high pitch, There are so many other birds like pigeons and hamsa, chakravak and so many other birds. They actually they stopped their own thing. There was a temporary lull in the voice of these other birds. And these other birds, they stopped their own singing the glories of the Lord in order to hear the glories of the Lord being chanted by the king of the bumblebees. The Prabhupada explains in the purport, the principle of devotional service beginning with hearing and chanting is very prominent in the spiritual world. So we can see that in order to go to the spiritual world, one should be ready to hear from any devotee. We see from this verse. And then we see another, sometimes people, devotees find this problem that, okay, we have to hear, but what is the difference between, maybe we can hear the same lecture, maybe in some MP3 player, we can hear in the, sitting at our home, in the sound system, etc. So, we can see from the example of Dwaraka Vasis, when Krishna actually entered Dwaraka, it is explained that Dwaraka Vasis, they were in a complete state of separation. It is explained that Dwaraka Vasis were all liberated souls. They were actually never separated from the Lord because they were completely in contact with the Supreme Lord always. But still, although they were completely meditating on the Supreme Lord, they left their meditation in order to personally go and receive Lord Krishna. So they were previously also Krishna conscious, but they preferred to receive Krishna personally. They preferred that activity of Krishna consciousness in preference to their own meditation on Krishna. So in this way, when there is an opportunity to hear personally and also hear from, say, a speaker or sitting at home, we should actually prefer hearing from the devotee personally. And another importance of hearing is, when we hear the glories of the Lord, it is actually the basis of preaching. But Maitreya Rishi says, Tatapi kirtayam anga yata mati yata shrutam. Maitreya Rishi says, the pastimes of the Lord are unlimited. So I am actually narrating the pastimes of the Lord according to my intelligence, according to what I have heard from my previous authorities. So Prabhupada explains that Maitreya Rishi is speaking, it is not a product of research work. It is a product of his humble humble submissive reception from his spiritual master. So when we hear the glories of God, it acts like the basis for preaching. And then we see what are the attitudes one should have while hearing the glories of the Lord, or what are the mood in which one should hear the glories of the Lord. It is explained, when Krishna was about to leave the planet, that time two personalities came to meet Lord Krishna. So Maitreya Rishi and Uddhava came to meet Lord Krishna. In fact, Maitreya Rishi was already there with Krishna. It is explained that Maitreya Rishi was sitting in such a submissive posture. In fact, his shoulder was lowered and he was sitting in a very pleasing attitude. He was ready to hear from the Lord. But then Lord Krishna was not paying any attention to Maitreya Rishi, but he was waiting for Uddhava to arrive at that place. So then Uddhava arrived at that place, and even then Lord Krishna was giving some time so that Uddhava comes, relaxes, and he comes to the normal position because he was breathing heavily coming from a long distance. Then Krishna was completely only glancing about Uddhava. So it is explained that why Lord Krishna did not actually glance upon Maitreya Rishi, but he was actually glancing upon Uddhava, because Maitreya Rishi was a Jnana Mishra Bhakta. He was considering that the speech of the Lord, that knowledge about the Lord, is more important than the Lord himself. But Uddhava is a pure devotee of the Lord. So in this way, Krishna paid specific attention to Uddhava, and in this way he also taught Maitreya Rishi what is more important. So that is why that we see even Srila Prabhupada, once Jayananda Prabhu, Sometimes he would be actually standing in the class and then he would be sleeping. But then devotees would try to wake up Jayananda Prabhu, and Prabhupada would say, please do not wake up, he is actually very much tired because he has worked very hard. But then at the end of the class, sometimes like Jayananda Prabhu, when somebody would ask the question, Jayananda Prabhu would wake up as if he slept for the whole time, and then would just suddenly wake up, and then he would give a perfect answer for the whole question, and that was like completely surprising, because he was like sleeping for the whole class and somebody would ask the question, that he would be giving perfect answers. So that is why His Holiness Sadananda Maharaj once said, attention of the heart is more important than the attention of the ear. And then another important principle in hearing is that by hearing, when we hear about the great devotees, we also develop the qualities of the devotees. It is said, I don't know the exact quote, but when you hear about the qualities of the devotees, we also get the qualities of the devotees. Like one such quality, which I was very inspired, the Srimad Bhagavatam, it explained that when there was a fight between Varahadeva and Hiranyaksha actually threw his trident upon Varahadeva. So Varahadeva, he took his Sudarshan Chakra and then he tore the trident to pieces. It is explained that Varahadeva tore the trident to pieces just like Indra actually cut off the wings of Garuda. So Prabhupada explains in the purport that Garuda is actually a personal associate of the Lord. He is completely invincible. But still, he understood that if Indra has got a weapon, has got this thunderbolt weapon, he wanted to respect the weapon of Indra. So he voluntarily allowed his wings to be cut off by the weapon of Indra. In fact, Prabhupada explains, the inhabitants of the higher planets are so sensible that even in the process of fighting, that they observed the preliminary rules and regulations of the fighting out of gentleness. This is the quality of the devotees. So when we hear such qualities of devotees, we also actually slowly develop those qualities. And we see another important aspect in hearing is one has to actually hear attentively. We see this example in the sages of Naimisharanya. In the sages of Naimisharanya, in the beginning of the first canto, they asked about that, please tell me about the birth and activities of Maharaj Parikshit. But then few chapters later in the first canto, they ask, please tell about the birth, activities and also about the death of Maharaj Parikshit. So why did they ask about the death of Maharaj Parikshit? Why did they include this question about the death of Maharaj Parikshit? Because in between those two chapters, the pastimes, the prayers of Queen Kunti comes, where the Sukadeva Goswami explains that how the Ashwatthama attacked the womb of Uttara with the Brahmastra. That time Krishna personally entered the womb and then Krishna saved the Maharaj Parikshit. So when they heard that first time, if Maharaj Parikshit had the opportunity to be personally saved by Lord Krishna, then he could have actually again saved himself from death by again asking the Supreme Lord, so please tell about the death of Maharaj Parikshit. How did he die? We want to hear about that death also. So one should also hear attentively. And then one of the difficulties which people face in hearing is they feel that Srimad Bhagavatam, reading Srimad Bhagavatam, hearing Srimad Bhagavatam is very repetitive in nature. Where Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, the 4th chapter in the 10th verse, he says, Vita raga bayak krodha manmaya mam upashrata bahavo jnana tapasa puta madbhava magata. He says that great rishis, they performed austerities and being freed from anger, fear and attachment, they actually attain love for me. So one of the acharyas, they give commentary for this word tapasa. This, what is the tapasya they perform? They perform the austerity of understanding that Krishna's birth and activities are spiritual or eternal. So one may think, how is this an austerity? That if Krishna's birth and activities are spiritual, okay, we understood. What is the austerity in understanding this? So the acharyas say that actually to get this information, to understand that Krishna's birth and activities are spiritual, one has to perform the austerities of analyzing all the Shruti passages. So this information that Krishna's birth and activities are eternal or spiritual, which is practically repeated in almost all the pages of Srila Prabhupada's purport, it is not a ordinary information, it is actually very rare information. So when we think, when you know something is rare, then we will not consider whether it is repetitive or not. Once Gaurang Prabhu was giving the example that when somebody, police, when they want to find a criminal, they will ask the same question again and again. In different ways. They will want to see whether they are giving the consistent answers or something. Similarly, when we hear the same thing again and again, our actually criminal mentality from the heart is actually brought out. Just like the criminal's mentality is brought out by the police interrogation. And then another problem which people, devotees have is, sometimes devotees go to one extreme. Okay, we have to hear and chant the glories of the Lord. Maybe we will not do, we will not give much importance to service. If we take more responsibilities, we have to take more anxieties. We may become attached to not taking any anxieties. So we see this example in the first canto of the Bhagavatam, where Arjuna is put in a very pathetic situation. When Arjuna went to see Lord Krishna, and then he comes to know that Lord Krishna has actually disappeared from the planet. When he was coming back, he brought the queens of Lord Krishna. So that time, he was defeated by the infidel cowherd men. So just like suppose, Sachin Tendulkar comes with his, his full pad and helmet, with all the guards and full bad. Suppose he comes behind the temple, and he starts playing with the boys in the compound, who are there in the compound. Somebody throws his bowling, and he becomes clean bowled in his first ball itself. And he becomes so much insulted. I suppose the greatest fast bowler of Australia or something, he bowls with a great speed, and some ordinary boy hits a sixer, ball goes to beyond Babulna temple. Something like that. He'll be so insulted. So similarly, here Arjuna is saying that, I have the same Gandiva bow, I have the same astras, as the same chariot, and I am the same person who are worshipped by the great kings. But all these arrows, they become null and void because Krishna has disappeared from this planet. He says that all these things have become null and void, just like offering up a clarified butter and ashes, or accumulating money with a magic wand, or sowing seeds on a barren land. So actually Arjuna was in such a pathetic situation. So there, Sukadeva Goswami explains that Gitam Bhagavata Jnanam Yatat Sangrama Murni Kala Karma Samoradham Punar Adhyagamat Prabhu. He explains that because of Lord's pastimes and activities, and because of his absence, it appeared that Arjuna actually lost the knowledge which Krishna spoke in the battlefield of Kurukshetra. But then, the knowledge spoken by Krishna, it again revealed in the consciousness of Arjuna. So Prabhupada explains in the purport that Arjuna actually had no desire to fight in the battle. And he fought the battle only as the mission of the Lord. And even after the battle, he was only always engaged in the mission of the Lord. And therefore, after the Lord's departure, he remained in the transcendental position of the Lord. So externally it may appear that Arjuna was engaged in so much of anxiety, he is fighting, he is not actually engaged in hearing and chanting. But then, again, when it was needed most, again the knowledge given by Lord Krishna, it actually revived in his heart. So Prabhupada explains in the purport, therefore, one should adjust the activities of life in pace with the mission of the Lord, and by doing this, one is sure to return back home, back to Godhead, and this is, which is the highest perfection of life. So, one cannot actually give you any excuse. Okay, I cannot take so much of anxieties. I just want to hear and chant. I don't want to take more responsibility. So, this does not recommend that kind of this thing. And finally, I'll just take 2 minutes. The other extreme is that one may become too much absorbed in so many management activities, and one may neglect the hearing and chanting. what will be the effect of that? So it is explained that Lord Brahma, when he was creating the four Kumaras, after he created the four Kumaras, he told the four Kumaras, so now you progenate, you start creating. So, but the four Kumaras, because they were very advanced in Krishna consciousness, they refused Lord Brahma's order. And then Lord Brahma became very angry. It is described that there was so much of anger which was generated in the mind of Lord Brahma, and which he tried to control, but he did not express. So Prabhupada explains in the purport, although the Kumaras were right in their acts of refusal, because they did not want to marry, but then Lord Brahma, because being absorbed in the mode of passion, he could not check his passionate anger. So because Lord Brahma was absorbed in the mode of passion, he could not actually check his passionate anger. But then he did not express that anger, because he knew that the four Kumaras were very elevated devotees. He did not want to offend them. So we see that although he did not express that, but still that anger had an effect. Because of that anger, Rudra was generated. And then from Rudra, so many others, Rudra generated so many sons. And then those sons, they started attacking Lord Brahma. So, and then finally Lord Brahma had to take shelter of Lord Krishna himself. So similarly, when one actually goes to the other extreme of just only doing things and then only engage in anxieties but not giving preference to hearing and chanting, then like when you become absorbed in passion, and then one may actually become angry and this thing. So finally, just to summarize, we saw that the first instruction in the 7th chapter of the Gita is Krishna says that just hear, and then when we hear about material sound vibration, we become attached to the material object. When we hear spiritual sound vibration, one becomes attached to the spiritual object. Why one should hear? Why one should hear Srimad Bhagavatam? Because it actually removes the ignorance within the heart. And not only that, one can actually overcome the problem of death, because Yamaraj himself is invited, he himself comes and sits the narrations of the Lord. And then we saw that the hearing the glories of the Lord is a perfect guarantee for going back to Godhead. Just like giving charity is a perfect guarantee for the same amount, for getting back the same amount, sometimes more. And we also see that by hearing the Srimad Bhagavatam, that one actually becomes established, one can actually know one's constitutional position. And then we also saw that we saw the example of Parikshit Maharaj, that when he heard the first name of Putana, he actually got into the mood of protecting Krishna. When Sukadeva Goswami speaks the verse that one simply hears and chants the glories of the Lord, there will not be any evil elements. And then we saw that whom one should hear from. One should hear from a person who comes in the authority, because only he can present the knowledge as it is. And we also see that even a devotee can empower even an apparently insignificant devotee to speak with the same empowerment. And we also see that this hearing and chanting is very predominant even in the spiritual world. Even the very great birds, they were ready to hear from an apparently insignificant bird like bumblebee. And then we also saw that should we give preference to hearing personally or hearing from a player or from a speaker. So when there is preference, one should actually hear from a speaker personally. Then we also saw that how the hearing is a basis for preaching, and one should hear in the mood of service attitude, like the example of Uddhava and Vaitreya. And then when one hears the glories about the devotees, one also develops those qualities. And then we also saw about the importance of, although the message may be repetitive, that still it is very rare, so one should hear. So we saw the example of sages of Naimisharanya for attentive hearing. Then we saw example of Arjuna and Lord Brahma for going to the two extremes. मंत्राश्रीमद्भागवतम की जय, श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय।